Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Sports Radio Boston, and it's heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com or mindhealthcoach.com. So tonight on the Mind Health Coach program, I have two very special guests, a friend of mine, Achina Stein, and a new acquaintance of mine, Sally Davidson. And they're both practitioners of functional medicine. And so I want to introduce both of you guys. Are you there, Achina?
Yeah. Sally? Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us on your show.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Yeah, this is great. I'm so excited about the concept of what you're doing with this new practice that you've started. And, you know, as I said the other night when we were having dinner, I just want to share your message and get it out there exactly how it's different from, you know, standard medicine practices and why people should consider it. So basically, why don't we first start with either one of you, whoever wants to go first, Achina or Sally, telling a little bit about your journey and how you have made it to this place that you are today.
Well, I started functional medicine approximately 4 years ago. I was working at a community mental health center as a medical director for a number of years, and I found myself seeing the same patient again and again and not being able to get them to a place of wellness. I would try so many different things to try to help a person. I do psychotherapy as well as treat with medications. I do a lot of work with patients on improving their sleep. And I would touch on diet to the extent that I knew how to talk about diet at the time. But I knew that I was missing something. There was just definitely something I knew I didn't know, and I wanted to learn more. And so as I searched for other ways of treating, looking into alternative care, looking into botanicals, looking into just other methods that were available, I found functional medicine.
So this is Dr. Stein speaking, correct? And tell us a little bit about your educational background, or like, what are you certified in? I know you have several different certifications, right?
Well, I've been board certified in psychiatry for approximately 22 years. I graduated from medical school with a doctor of osteopathy and then practiced for about 22 years in psychiatry after going doing a residency in psychiatry. And I also am certified in integrative and holistic medicine through the American Board of Integrative and Holistic Medicine for the past couple of years. And I've been getting training through the Institute of Functional Medicine, and will be sitting for certification next year. So that's about 3 to 4 years of training just in functional medicine while I've been practicing functional medicine through an institution called Visions Healthcare, which was located in Dedham, Massachusetts.
Right, right. So that's a healthy resume of, you know, the standard traditional type approach to your patient's care. And as you said, the last 4 years or so have been really focused on functional medicine. Would you like to describe what functional medicine is exactly?
Sure. I think you'd probably want to find out from Sally first, where she's from. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
You ask both of us to tell.
Yeah, definitely. So I've been a nurse practitioner for 16 years, and it was a nurse 18 years before that. And I think as a nurse, you're always doing holistic care. We've always treated the patient in a very holistic way. But I can just remember one of my patients very distinctly. There was a moment in my life when I had a brand new patient, and I remember sitting there during that visit and writing out for my brand new patient 23 prescriptions. And I thought, there is just really something wrong. And I searched high and low for, you know, different types of practices that, you know, integrative and things like that. And I found functional medicine through reading one of Dr. Hyman's books, Dr. Mark Hyman. And I thought, this is it. So I've spent the last 3.5 years becoming certified through the Institute for Functional Medicine and just recently passed my board. So I'm very proud of that, but I feel like I've always done a bit of functional medicine. I've always been, you know, prescribing fish oil and checking vitamin D levels long before it was popular. And I was just so thrilled that there was a body that governed this and there were other like-minded practitioners out there. So when I found Dr. Stein and about 3 years ago, we've kind of made this pact, and it's been a long journey, and it's been a 3-year journey trying to get to where we are, but we have finally opened our practice, and we're thrilled. We're thrilled. How did the two of you find one another? What was the pathway to that?
The governing body called the Institute for Functional Medicine has a director on it that says, you know, find a practitioner. And I was looking for somebody in this area that was practicing functional medicine so that I, you know, when I was learning, I could, you know, practice along with it. And she was in the directory. And I called her up, and I didn't realize that we live a mile away from each other.
So, oh, wow. That's destiny, it. Right?
It was serendipity. It really was. I remember saying the moment I called her, I was giddy. I was just so thrilled that there was somebody right nearby. And she's in psychiatry, and my background is a lot in neurology. So that's how we came to form our practice, a neuropsych functional medicine practice.
Sally, I've always practiced from a holistic approach. I always did a biopsychosocial evaluation. A lot of times psychiatrists tend to focus on finding a diagnosis and then prescribing a pill to match the diagnosis. And I tended to spend a lot more time looking at the biology, but also how somebody is spiritually and how they are doing psychologically. It really was across the board and usually took me quite some time. So I was different from many of the other psychiatrists that I worked with.
So that sounds like it's, you know, a real purpose for you. It's very purposeful for you, Dr. Stein, to, you know, get to the bottom of and the root cause before you even heard of the term probably functional medicine. You're saying before that you kind of always looked at that approach. Can you dive deeper into what exactly functional medicine is and how both of you, if you could dive deeper into how it's different from conventional medicine and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, as you just said, that it's getting at the root cause. It's really getting down to the bottom of what really started the problems, and it gets down to looking at the person as an individual, as a human being, and having multifaceted parts of their lives that affect them. So, besides the biological and the psychological and the spiritual, there's also a biochemical individuality. There's a genetic vulnerability. And we just try to basically put the pieces together as to what caused the symptoms that the person had, and to sort of go backwards and get to the root of things. And sometimes there's not just one root. It usually is multiple things. So it would be like if you sat on five tacks and were experiencing a lot of pain, if you took one tack away, you would still have some pain. And so that's why a lot of times when people are given medications, they still have a lot of symptoms. It might improve a little bit, but it's because only one thing was addressed. And that's why, like Sally said, people end up being on all sorts of medications for different symptoms, sets of symptoms. But what is really causing all of those symptoms that's underneath that? And a lot of times we can get down to the bottom of what's causing all of the symptoms, and it's usually rooted in some sort of inflammation somewhere in the body. And we try to look for those causes and remove those things that cause the inflammation. That's just one example.
And a lot of times when some of the speakers who teach at the Institute, we'll call it more upstream medicine than downstream. Traditional allopathic medicine is more downstream medicine. It's really just kind of labeling somebody with a disease and giving them a specific medication for that disease. Whereas, you know, so that's downstream medicine. You already have a symptom, so you have Crohn's disease, so you're treating the bloody diarrhea, but you're not getting to the root cause of what is causing the Crohn's disease to begin with. What causes autoimmune issues to happen? And so we're looking for why the body just doesn't implode on itself one day and turn on itself. So what is your body doing? What is it facing? Is it facing chronic toxins or chronic inflammation, infection, and really getting to the root cause of why the autoimmune issue is happening in the first place? So it's really upstream medicine versus downstream, treating the bloody diarrhea and getting that under control. So it's really, you know, getting to the cause. And so then you can be totally healthy. You don't have to stay in remission, so to speak. We're really looking at what's the overall problem. And I think that's what's so satisfying about functional medicine. People get well and they stay well.
Our goal is really to have positive vitality, not just absence of disease. We don't want to just make the disease symptoms go away. We want to find out what the root is, but also our goal is optimal health and all different spheres in a person's life, because they're all interrelated, they're all interconnected. And so it's very much of a patient-centered approach rather than a disease-centered approach.
Right. I had attended a couple years ago a seminar that was taught by a professor that teaches at the medical school at BU, Boston University, and it was all about inflammation in the body and dietary approaches to lowering inflammation in the body. I know that you're a big fan of both of you are very, you know, huge proponents of looking at that. Can you explain some different approaches to that aspect?
Well, depending upon what is going on in your body and what is causing the inflammation, we have to find that out first. And then, is it because you have an allergy or a food intolerance? So we would put you on an elimination diet. Or are you having cardiac problems and you're insulin resistant and you're having problems with, you know, your cholesterol issues? So then we would put you on a cardiometabolic diet. So there's very different options as far as nutrition. But so say you're having an autoimmune issue. We know now that most of, people with autoimmune conditions need to be on a gluten-free diet. So it depends upon what's going on with the patient and then finding out that specific diet that would be helpful for them. Or do they have an infection going on in their gut? And we need to, you know, eliminate all sugar and things like that. So it really depends upon, and that's what I love about functional medicine. It's very patient-centered. It's not one diet for one, you know, for all people. You have to, you know, get to the root of that specific patient's issues and then tailor their treatment to their specific issues. And that's what's so wonderful about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Everybody is different genetically, and everyone has a different background and a different upbringing. So it's very difficult to just put someone on the same kind of protocol. But what we, the gist of it is looking for and removing the cause of the inflammation, let's say, and then a lot of times when there is inflammation, people become very depleted nutritionally. So we tend to replace those, whatever is depleted, with supplements temporarily as a bridge until that person learns how to change the way they eat and to change their lifestyle, to quit smoking, to reduce or discontinue drinking, to eliminate the toxins in their environment, and then to rebalance the body in such a way that it can fuel itself. The body can heal itself, and we are promoting your own body to heal yourself. So, and then it's just a matter of replacing those supplements with foods that provide the same nutrients, but food is a better source of those nutrients than actual supplements. So, but some people do have to take some supplements on a long-term basis because their body's not able to, for whatever reason, you know, be able to supply it, and that tends to be far and few between, but it's a matter of figuring that out individually.
How do you guys tie it together? Like, you know, you've got a DO in psychiatry background, and then Sally has a, you know, a different type of background with a neurology. How does that tie together? And I know there's a common thread of functional medicine, but, you know, the especially Sally, I think yours is somewhat specialized, your approach. So how does that work? Can you talk a little bit about your treatment approach for the different, you know, areas that you guys work from?
Well, it's hard to differentiate. You can't just say, I do neurology, I do psychiatry, because in functional medicine, you treat the whole entire body.
Right.
A lot of its beginnings are like naturopathy, that a lot of what we believe is we need to heal the gut before we can do anything, and that the gut is sometimes a lot of source of inflammation. But neurology has a lot of chronic disease, and it's a lot of chronic long-term care disease that we don't manage well in allopathic medicine. And this is finally giving some of these people with these horrific backgrounds with MS, Parkinson's disease, even migraines, fibromyalgia, it gives them some hope and some sense of relief that there is something besides taking a pill that gives them temporary relief that they can actually heal from this. We are both based in medicine, and you know, Sheena does some psychotherapy, but our practices are much more alike than you know you would think. And the nice part about our practice is the other day we actually saw a couple of patients together. So it's so nice to have somebody that you can practice with. And I come from just a little different perspective, and as does Dr. Stein. Or if we have a very difficult case, then we can call each other and we can sit and we can collaborate and put our heads together, because we do have varied backgrounds. But the neurology piece is just absolutely fascinating, and there's nothing better than functional medicine to help treat the body and get the brain and the nerves to follow. So I think it's functional medicine along with neurology, there's no better fit, in my opinion.
I definitely agree. I think it's the brain has been long overdue in being fully understood. We don't understand it completely to this day, but I think there's so much research going on now and such a focus on how does it work and how does it affect, how do our thoughts affect what goes on in our body. I think science is really taking a more, you know, microscopic approach to that and really understanding, don't you guys? Do you feel that's been, you know, very helpful in being able to move forward with the type of medicine that you're looking at, you know, with the using all that's coming out about scientific data, thought affecting the mind, stress and, you know, cortisol and how it's affecting the body. I'm just fascinated with that information.
It is amazing what we don't know about neurology. Again, it goes back to that upstream medicine, though, in getting to the root cause of why did you lose your dopamine and what happened in your brain? Were you exposed? You know, a lot of Parkinson's disease, it is theorized that there's a lot of people who don't get rid of toxins well in their body. What about MS? They don't. People with MS, we feel do not. You know, they have a genetically altered thing for methylation. That's a whole other discussion in itself. But so there's so many wonderful things that functional medicine lets us look at in neurology to get to the root causes and actually get these people better, rather than again giving them medication to help ameliorate their symptoms.
Yeah, right. I mean, dementia is neurological and psychiatric, and so dementia is definitely something that's connected to inflammation of the brain from multiple sources.
Definitely. Well, we're actually going to take a break. Let's address that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and if anybody would like to call in with any questions, you can dial 617-237-1234. If you have any questions about functional medicine for Dr. Stein and Nurse Sally, then I would love to get any calls. And, you know, if you have any questions for me, Leah, the Mind Health Coach, we'd love to hear. And you can visit my website at mindhealthcoach.com. And ladies, what is your website?
www.fxnmind.com. FXNMIND.com.
Okay, great. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com. Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio, Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com, or you can also visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com. And also, please be sure to visit Mind Health Coach and let me know if you're interested in joining in any of my upcoming webinars. I have a couple things happening in the near future. I had a great webinar that took place last month, and it really went well, and I'm looking forward to doing another webinar event where I talk about 8 weeks to a better brain using meditation, daily meditation practice. You can also check out my meditations for every day of the week on my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and you can download on an MP3 individually, or you can order the CD if you like. And then also feel free to join my email list. I am sending out tips and different information in a monthly newsletter. I'm not a pest about emailing, so if you'd like to join the newsletter email list, you can do that at the website mindhealthcoach.com.
So tonight I have Dr. Stein and also Sally Davidson, who is a nurse practitioner, and they both are focused in functional medicine. And we were just talking about the different inflammation in the body that affects different disease processes, such as different autoimmune diseases, Parkinson's, and their major focus is to get to the root of the cause, not just look at the disease and treat the symptoms. So we were kind of getting into one of my, you know, most intriguing topics, which is the brain and dementia and that sort of thing. I, you know, really want to hear more of what you had to say, Achina. It's just we had to cut off the break. So can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. So if you could share your thoughts that you were getting into about that, that would be great.
Well, I mean, dementia is an illness that is caused by inflammation, and it, when I work on the, I work at St. Anne's Hospital on the Geri Psych Unit 3 days a week, and I see a lot of patients who have dementia to the point where they really need to be in a nursing home and need 24/7 care. It's very sad to see people in that state, and some people are so young, and it's really, at that point, once it's gotten to that point, it's really hard to go back. So I work to help people before they even have memory problems and trying to reverse some of the processes that result in dementia. And the best time to do it is before you start having these kinds of problems. And the best way to know if you're predisposed to someone to a particular illness is by looking at your family history. So if you're predisposed to dementia because your parents, you know, have dementia, or a grandparent or aunt or uncle, then, you know, then you want to make sure that you work towards, you know, supporting your brain by taking either certain supplements or taking out foods that might be causing the inflammation, or removing the toxins that you might be exposed to. It's really looking at the whole person when you're treating somebody. But it's basically when you do address the dementia, you also are addressing some of the other medical problems at the same time. So you find that other parts of your body also get better, even though our focus is the neurological or the psychiatric piece of it.
Right, and I remember there was a specific patient that you had told me about, and of course we can't, you know, get too in-depth about the person, but you had told me about this person who had been drinking so much dairy and was on a ton of medications and came into your Geri Psych, and I don't know if you recall the situation
you're
talking about, and you kind of weaned her off of some medications and got rid of the dairy, and she actually did improve her condition. Do you recall the conversation we had?
She was drinking a gallon of milk every single day because she knew that she had to increase her fluid intake, and she didn't like water, so she chose dairy. And when you expose yourself to a large amount of one particular thing, your body begins to react to it. Your body needs a variety of foods and and it needs to be rotated on a daily basis. So when you eat the same thing over and over and over again, you can start reacting to it. Some people eat just carbs and no vegetables or fruits, and just pasta every single day, or just, you know, white foods every single day, and they end up becoming intolerant to it for a variety of reasons. So just by removing the dairy alone made a huge difference for her, because
right.
If for her, it was overdoing it on the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. That was amazing. And her psychiatric symptoms got significantly better. She had been on the inpatient unit because of severe depression and suicidal ideations, and just by removing the dairy, and she found that she felt significantly better mentally, but then she also felt better in terms of her joint pain got better, and that wasn't something she was even complaining about to me. But she noticed that it made a big difference. And it was right. just in a matter of weeks, because she was on the unit for about 2 weeks.
That's amazing that, you know, with your knowledge and combining your approach, and you were able to turn her life completely around. As you said, I know I've been on that Jerry psych to visit several times, and a lot of the cases there are very, you know, it is a sad situation where people aren't going to turn around, and they're just basically being managed through medicines and medication, and, you know, there's not really a lot of hope for them to actually break free of the disease process. And so for right. you to have found a patient that you could successfully help them turn things around, that's just wonderful. And, you know, I'm sure there's more out there. There's more folks.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm on, you know, on the unit and I'm meeting with the families and coming up with a plan for what to do for their loved one, where they should be placed or how much supervision they need and what medications they need to take, I also spend time with them and letting them know that they are predisposed to this illness and what they can do now before, you know, what kind of changes they can do now. Because you get to know the family members, you know, in the course of the time that their loved one is on the unit. So, and they've always been really open to it and very, very appreciative of some of the counseling that I've given them. And so they feel more hopeful about it, because when you see someone so sick and debilitated, and then you think, oh my gosh, is this going to happen to me too? And
right.
you know, so it gives them a little bit of hope.
Yes, that's so true. And Sally, what's your input on that, you know, the nutrition and all of that, and, you know, dementia and helping turn things around? I know you have a large focus on the brain and also on nutrition. What are some healthy things that people can do?
Well, I mean, a minute. It's always, you know, we're always starting with the gut. We always want to make sure that, you know, we're digesting our food. We're assimilating all the nutrients that we possibly can. That there isn't infections going on there, or that the gut is actually moving along at a pace that is digesting food and eliminating toxins. So spending the time to really get a good diet history from somebody, and asking about their elimination patterns and how well are you eliminating things every single day. And then we, as functional medicine practitioners, we do some really cool testing. There's something called the NutriVal, which looks at all the end products of your amino acids that you have in your body, your minerals and your vitamins. And so we're able to really kind of take a look at, you know, are you deficient in some areas? By not only by blood work, but also by physical exam, looking at the patient's tongue, looking at their nails, looking at their skin. Those are huge tests.
We're taking a break right now. So could you hear me? I don't know if you could hear me.
No,
it went into break.
Okay.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of 9 of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com. Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Sally, I'll let you.
I took my love, took it down.
Okay. Thank you for joining us back at the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio Boston. And the show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into the show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com, or you can also check out my website at mindhealthcoach.com. And we have about 12 minutes left, and we have a lot to cover. So, Sally, before we went into the break, and unfortunately, you didn't realize we were going into the break. You were making some really good headway and points with different approaches to the, you know, the gut bacteria and all of that. Do you want to expand on that for a couple minutes?
Right. So I don't know at what point I was cut off, but we do start with the gut and we look to see how well the bacteria is balanced in the gut and how well neurologically your sympathetic versus parasympathetic nervous system is working to help you digest your food, So that's really kind of where we start. We start a lot of times at the gut because a lot of times that's the root of, and we know that there's a gut-brain connection. And we call the gut your second brain or the enteric brain. So that's kind of really where we start and I with a functional medicine approach. But the one thing I want to really get at with functional medicine is that we take the time. And people feel really hurt. And I think in this country, that is such a huge thing that's missing in Western or allopathic medicine. We don't take the time to really listen to our patients and get to where did things start unraveling, where did they start going wrong, and pinpointing. And that takes time. And that's the wonderful thing I love about functional medicine. A lot of times our first visit with somebody is almost 2 hours long. We need to know everything about you. So that's the wonderful thing about functional medicine. You're heard and your story is told.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And our follow-ups are an hour pretty much every time. It's just how long it takes. It takes that long. And yeah.
Is there a certain kind of patient that this type of approach of medicine is best for? And are there certain kinds of patients in which functional medicine is not appropriate? If you can address both of those topics, ladies, that'd be great.
Well, it is best for somebody who has chronic illnesses, many times in multiple areas, multiple systems of their body that they're basically living with and have gone from doctor to doctor to doctor and have found that the conventional approach has not helped them. They might just be handed another prescription that has not worked for them. That's typically the type of patient that will come to us. But they have to be highly motivated to making changes, and it does require work on their part. We're the guides, but they're the ones who do all the work, and we're there to support them and guide them as to what they need to do. And when somebody is motivated to do those things, then they are generally successful. I mean, we have sometimes people call us and they don't want to do those things. They just want to continue taking prescriptions. They just want better prescriptions. So I would say that would be the most appropriate patients. But the types of patients who are inappropriate would be somebody who has an acute illness and is in danger of being harmed in some way, either to themselves or to others. And from a psychiatric standpoint, you know, safety comes first. Or if they need, you know, if they really do need surgery, if you've had a car accident and you have a broken leg or you need surgery.
You don't want to come see us.
Yeah, you don't want to come see us. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, better.
A mother or a spouse or somebody may call in for the patient and say, I really need you to see my husband. He has this, this, and this going on. And then the husband really could care less whether they came in or not. So that's not an appropriate patient for us to see. You know, you may have a loved one that you know that this would really work well for them, but they have to be ready for making these changes. We can have a discussion with them about why it's good. But we find lots of times that, you know, if a mother or a spouse wants someone to be seen, we really need to talk to that person to see if they really want to be seen. So that's not an appropriate patient for us.
Okay. Now you're saying, can you do both functional medicine and conventional medicine, or will practitioners contradict each other?
Oh, no. I mean, we have prescription pads. And especially while you're still getting better, sometimes it's a big process to get somebody better. And you can't not take medication during that time if that's been working to help you. Or if you have an acute exacerbation of your chronic illness, you know, we need to treat that. So, of course, we're going to treat you conventionally as well as, you know, the long-term picture, the big picture of functional medicine. But, I don't think some conventional medicine people really understand what we do. I think it's getting more popular, and I think people are understand, you know, are seeing people getting better, and they're more accepting. But of course, we can. We do both all the time.
Yeah, we. There are times when people come to see me because they think, oh, I found a psychiatrist who's going to take me off my psych meds, and I will do an evaluation and find that if they've had multiple hospitalizations, have had a long history of suicide attempts, and have had periods of not being able to function at all when they're off their meds or on lower doses of medications, I basically say, no, you really need to stay on these medications right now. And in order for you to come off of even some of these medications, these are the things that you need to do first to
right.
support your body and your mind before we could even attempt to take some of these medications off, you know, the regimen. So it's, and sometimes people come and they're having active hallucinations, you know, and it's like, no, we have to treat that first because
right.
you're not even in touch with reality right now. So I would give them conventional medications so that we could suppress those symptoms at least temporarily so that they're able to function. And then we can work on, okay, what's causing these symptoms in the first place and what can we do to rebalance your mind and your body so that you don't need these medications on a long-term basis. So
mm-hmm.
it's very complicated, but we basically do both. You know, we both functional medicine and conventional medicine. And we draw out a treatment plan that has, like, you know, steps of what needs to be done first, but also things, you know, a whole list of things over time that need to be done. So that way people can see a plan over time and get a good sense of what has to be done in order to come to a place where they can come off their medications.
I think it's an amazing option for people, and I think that looking at the whole person, and as you said, you're really putting time and effort into getting to know that individual and what are the root causes, what is making these things happen, more than just coming in, evaluating the symptoms, saying, okay, you're going to take these meds, the symptoms go away. How does one begin treatment? Like, why don't you guys give your website, your contact info, all of that now, because we just have about a minute before we wrap it up tonight. Kina, why don't you do that?
Okay. Our website is www.fxmind.com, and our phone number is 401-270-4541. We're located in Providence, Rhode Island. The address is 144 Waterman Street, Suite 1 in Providence, Rhode Island. And we have patients that come from all over to see us because there aren't too many people that do what we do.
That's wonderful. And how is the pricing done? Is it, it's all private pay, right? It's not insured, or is it a combination?
We are a cash basis. It's a private pay because insurance really does not pay for the kind of time that we spend with each patient. They've started to pay for time, but it's still not enough, you know, to be able to keep a practice open.
We are able to generate a super bill that we give to the patient, and then they can in turn ask the, you know, for an out of network reimbursement from their insurance company.
Or the health savings account will pay for sessions as well.
Great. That's excellent. Well, I am so appreciative of you guys coming on tonight and sharing, you know, so much great knowledge about this wonderful approach to your patient's care. I actually want to book a visit with you guys. I've been spreading the word, and, you know, I'm just really excited about this practice and looking at the whole person, looking at how to balance the mind, body, spirit, all of it. It's just, a wonderful thing that's happening. And you guys are really, really innovative and trendsetters for this. I'm really happy to know you. So So thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Great, great. Well, I just want to wrap it up by saying thanks to all our listeners. And if you have any questions or you want to send an email, you can send it to info@mindhealthcoach.com. And you can check out my website at mindhealthcoach.com and submit for a chance to be on the mailing list. And I will see you next month. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.